Chapter 2. Using prepositions when talking about place or location. Using the prepositions above, across, after, against, along, among, around, at, below, beside, between, beneath, from, in, off, on, under, and towards when talking about place or location. Let's begin. Above. When talking about place, use above to mean something that is higher up than something else. Examples. Oh, look at that beautiful bird flying above our heads. Another example. The president is above all other managers in the company. Another example. The ceiling is above the floor. Across. When talking about place, use across to express from one side to the other. Examples. The chicken walked across the street to eat some corn. Another example. The chicken walked across the busy street safely. Another example. The cruise ship sailed across the ocean to Europe. Another example. The man walked across the bridge to visit his secret lover. After. Use after when talking about the next one, when talking about place or location. Examples. The food store is the next building after the bank. Another example. The shopping mall is located on the next block after the high school. Beside. Use beside when talking about something that is at the side of or next to something or someone. Examples. The clothing store is beside the bank. Another example. The student sat beside the teacher while the teacher corrected his exam. Against. When talking about place or location, against means something contacting or touching something else, pressing on it or pushing on it. Examples. The woman leaned against the wall waiting for her boyfriend to meet her. Another example. The traffic was so bad that cars were almost against one another. Along. Along means over the length of something. Example. The man walked along the busy road on his way to work. Among. Among means something or someone in a group of people or things. There are usually more than two people or things in the group. Example. The woman walked in the park among the flowers and trees. Compare. She walked between two tall trees. Around. Around, the first meaning, means in the immediate vicinity. Another way to say this is something that is close by or near. Example. The new hotel is around here, but we are not exactly sure where. Around. The second meaning. When we talk about a place being on the other side of something, sometimes obscured from your view by something. Examples. The bank is around the corner from here. Another example. The police station is around the other side of the building. Around. A third meaning. Moving here and there, randomly. Examples. The couple walked around the neighborhood. Another example. The boy rode his bicycle around the town. At. Use at to express being in front of or up to something, but not in it. Examples. He arrived at the train station at 3 p.m. Compare this with he went into the train station after he arrived. Another example. He was in the train station for 2 hours before his train arrived. The train took him to the airport. Notice the difference here between in and at. Another example, he was at the airport by 6 p.m. He went into the airport to get his ticket. He was in the airport for 3 hours before his flight. Another example, the trash is kept at the back of the airport building. In. Use in to talk about your location within a city, state, country, or other named political area. Examples. I will live in Tokyo in 4 days, not at Tokyo. Another example. He arrived in New York on Wednesday. Behind. Behind means at the back of or the rear of something or someone. Examples. The trash is kept behind the building. Another example. The boy watched the house burn while his little sister hid behind him. On. Use on to talk about something in contact with or over a surface. Examples. The book is on top of the desk. Another example. The book is on the desk. Another example. The picture is on the wall. Another example. The clock is on the wall. Another example. The map is on the wall. And the last example. The light is on the ceiling. Under, beneath, and below. You can use under, beneath, and below in similar ways when you want to express something being physically lower than something else. Examples. His feet are under the desk. Another example. His feet are beneath the desk. Another example. His feet are below the desk. Practice. Using prepositions when talking about place or location. Directions. Read and or listen, if you are in a group, to this brief story about a college student named Tommy Morgan and his friends to help you further understand how the following prepositions are used. Above, across, after, against, along, among, around, at, below, beside, between, beneath, from, in, off, on, under, and towards. After reading and or listening, you will be given some individual example sentences to practice with. Tommy Morgan and his friends. Tommy Morgan sits in his chair at his desk. On his desk, there is a book. In the drawer in his desk, there are some school supplies, like, for example, pencils and pens. His feet are on the floor, below the desk, and his hands are above the desk while his elbows rest on the desk. His pen is between the pages of his book. His book is on his desk. His favorite pen is among the school supplies inside the drawer in his desk. His desk is located in the middle of the room. Tommy Morgan wears very nice shoes on his feet. In his right hand, there is a pencil. His teacher sometimes tells him he should take his hat off. So he takes his hat off and he puts it under the chair where he sits. His friend Mary sits in front of him at her desk. His friend Hiro sits at the desk at the back of the room. His friend Julio sits at the desk behind Tommy. Today, the teacher is talking to the students about English grammar. At the top of the whiteboard, the teacher wrote three irregular verbs. At the bottom of the whiteboard, the teacher wrote three regular verbs. The teacher asks Tommy to come to the whiteboard and write a sentence for each verb. She asks him to write the sentences in the middle of the whiteboard. Tommy leaned against the whiteboard and thought for a moment. Then he began to write his sentences in the middle of the whiteboard. Across from the university, there is a pub. The pub is on the corner of Warren Avenue and Jackson Place. On Friday nights, Tommy, Hiro, Julio, and Mary meet at the pub. Mary asked Hiro, "Where is the new restaurant that you told me about?" Hiro answered, "I'm not sure. I read about it in the newspaper. It's around here, not too far away." Mary replied, "Oh, so the restaurant is near the pub. Let's go to the restaurant after we go to the pub." Inside the pub, everyone was having a great time. They went into the pub and had such a good time that they stayed there for 4 hours and forgot their idea about going to the restaurant. Review and practice. Using prepositions when talking about location or place. Directions. Read and or listen carefully to the sentences below. Fill in the blanks using one of the following prepositions: above, across, after, against, along, among, around, at, below, beside, between, beneath, from, in, off, on, under, and towards. The answers can be found in this chapter above. Number 1. Oh, look at that beautiful bird flying blank our heads. Number 2. The ceiling is blank our heads. Number 3. The man walked blank the street to visit his secret lover. Number 4. Walmart is the next building blank the bank. Number 5. Walmart is blank the bank. Number 6. The woman leaned blank the wall waiting for her boyfriend to meet her. Number 7. The man walked blank the busy road on his way to work. Number 8. The woman walked blank the park among the flowers and trees. Number 9. The hotel is blank here, but we are not exactly sure where. Number 10. The couple walked blank the neighborhood. Number 11. We arrived blank the train station at 3 p.m. Number 12. He arrived blank New York on Wednesday. Number 13. The businesswoman is in the car. The man got blank the train and then blank a plane to New York. Number 14. We arrived at the train station blank 2 p.m. Then we went inside the train station. We were in the train station when the train arrived blank 3 p.m. Number 15. The chicken walked blank the busy street safely. Number 16. The trash is kept blank the building. Number 17. The trash is kept blank the back of the building. Number 18. The book is blank top of the desk. The book is on the desk. Number 19. His feet are blank the desk. His feet are beneath the desk. His feet are below the desk. Now here are the answers to the above questions. Number 1, above. Number 2, above. Number 3, across. Number 4, after or beside. Number 5, beside. Number 6, against. Number 7, across. Number 8, around or in. Number 9, around. Number 10, in or around. Number 11, at. Number 12, in. Number 13, on, and then on. Number 14, at, and then at. Number 15, across. Number 16, beside or against. Number 17, at. Number 18, on. Number 19, under. And this is the end of Chapter 2, Section 1.